say, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like a fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like a fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like a fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like a fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like a fire, come like the wind.
God, come on, church. Oh, glory to God. Get up, lift your hands, and receive this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we receive that. We receive that the glory of the Lord is risen upon this place. Hallelujah, Father God. The glory of the Lord is on the inside of us. And it's rising up as we come together, but God, before your name. In your name, Father God, I just pray for each one. Lord God, I pray that as your Holy Spirit moves in this service this morning, as our hearts are turned to you, Father, the Holy One, Jesus Christ, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for the freedom. And I just pray if there's something on your heart today, that there's freedom here this morning. If you need to come to the altar, it's always open. Or if you just want to stand where you are or sit or however you want to pray and say, God, I didn't realize this had a hold of me. You know, the Bible says the things, what the devil wants to do is what he showed me he was trying to do to me. He's trying to wear out the saints. That's what he tries to do. You know, he can't, when he gets to the point he realizes he's not going to get us to deny Jesus Christ, so he tries to wear us out. And my Father God says there is rest in him. Come on. There is rest in him. And if you've been trying to do it and trying to get it done, Father God says, come before me now. Let me give you peace. Put it in my hands. Amen. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, come on, there is freedom.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
There.
The Lord reminded me that He says, this is the rest which I have called you. And we achieve that rest. We kept us coming in that rest is praying in the Holy Spirit. If you pray in the Holy Spirit and you say, well, you know, I don't pray in the Holy Spirit. It's a gift for every believer. The gift of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Jude, it tells us praying in the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Thank you, Father God, for that gift. Thank you for that power. Thank you for your presence, Lord. And I just pray that you're seeking Him today. More and more that you're seeking Him. He's the lover of your soul. He loves you like nobody else. Like nobody else can. buzz me right where I am right now. Be seated. We're going to ask our ushers to come forward. Oh, praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but it was such a revelation to me when I realized how much God loved me just the way I am today and every day, and that I'm on His mind all the time. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for the prosperity in this church. Amen. As we pray and we receive this, Lord, I thank you for blessing each one that gives. Thank you, Father God, that our hearts are given because we just love you, and that we're good stewards of the things that you send in, Lord. And I thank you for your mighty blessing on each one. In Jesus' name, amen. I had to change a few words to this song.
Lord, let me burn for you again.
You know, sometimes you just got to tweak it a little bit to let it be just a little bit more positive. Amen? It's not till I am a soul on fire. It's since I am a soul on fire. Amen. And I'm always running for him. That's not negative, because Paul says I press toward the mark. I'm always running for him. But I like the idea that I am a soul on fire. Because John, 3 John says, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health. When? And if my soul's prospering, my soul's on fire. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, praise and worship team. Appreciate it so much. Come on, Pastor Sherlyn, you can lead us in our prayer.
Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Before we get started with our prayer list this morning, I just want to preach a little bit. Is that okay? Amen. Hallelujah. You get a double whammy today. You get one from me and one from Pastor. Hallelujah. I was thinking about Elijah this weekend. And, first of all, let me say this, because this is what I thought about last week when Pastor was up here. And the greatest gift a pastor can give to his congregation is the teaching of the Word of God. Because that's the only thing that's going to change your life, is for you to take that word that's ministered behind this pulpit and apply it to your life on a daily basis. Some things don't happen overnight. You know, the Bible says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. And that word submit in the Greek is submarine. And you know what a submarine does, don't you? It goes underneath the water. So when we submit ourselves underneath the Word of God, our lives will begin to change. So the greatest gift, and I just thank God, I've been coming here 22 years, for the teaching of the Word of God. I would not be where I am at now in my character, in with emotional healing, and everything that my life is right now is because of the teaching that I heard from this man and woman of God. So I want to encourage you, as you know, thank God for prayer lines. Thank God for people laying hands on you. At times we need that. But the only thing that's going to change your life is accepting the teaching of the Word of God and allow them to change you. And I just want to go ahead and say this too. You know, okay, I love to move stuff around. And I've done it every week until I got married. Then, when you know, things change. It's not anything that's wrong with what you did. You just got to consider the other party now, amen? Took me a while to do that, but grace covered it, hallelujah. And I discovered one day that they made furniture movers. You guys thinking, oh, no, please don't tell my wife that. This thing, somebody had to be praying in the Holy Ghost, and God gave them this idea. But they make them in different sizes, and you could just put them under the arm or the leg or something of a chair, and you can move that thing anywhere you want to. You can move a whole a dresser with clothes in it. Now, I'm going somewhere with this, so just hang on. And what I sensed was, what I really heard God saying on the way to church this morning, some of your position is getting ready to change. And the word I heard at first was situation. Some of your situations are getting ready to change. And that word situation also means position. And anytime we get ready to be repositioned in life, no matter what it is, there's always that resistance. But I'm here to tell you, if you allow the Word of God to become like that furniture mover, put it, somebody better get your dancing shoes on right here now. Hallelujah, because I'm going somewhere with this. When you allow the Word of God to become that furniture, help me, Jesus. When you allow the Word of God to become that furniture mover, put it under whatever it is you're going through, whatever situation is that you're going through, it has to move, because the Word of God is anointed. Amen. So allow that, to submit yourself, therefore, to that word. Amen. And even though the resistance is there, when that word comes under that situation, it has no choice but to change. It has no choice to change, because the Word of God is anointed. You know, the Word of God is anointed. And you know, when we first got married, Kenny was on the road. And sometimes he would come at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. When he'd come in, he never knew where the bedroom was going to be. When he'd go take off his shoes, he never knew where to sit, because he always knew he had to turn the light on. And sometimes we don't like change. Amen. We don't like change. And he said, how come you're always moving stuff around? I said, because I have to. And that's the same thing within our lives. We get so used to things, the way things are, that we don't like to be repositioned. And in order for God to take you to your next level, things have to change. Things have to change. There was a man in the Bible by the name of Elijah. And he had just come through a great victory. Amen. And because of one word from a woman or from a person, his whole situation changed. And I want to key on this word this morning. It says, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and that he had slain all the prophets. Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, and he says, I'm going to do to you by this time tomorrow what you just did to all the other ones yesterday by slaying. I'm going to do that to you. Now listen to this. And when he saw, Jezebel didn't come directly to him. She sent a messenger to Elijah. And when he saw what Jezebel had said, why is our thinking so important? When we begin to put pictures to what we are thinking, and once you begin to visualize what you're thinking is going to happen, that's when it begins to become a reality, whether it's of truth or not. You know what I'm saying? As a person thinketh in his heart, so is he. So he just saw what she said. So he began to see himself dead. So therefore, we need in the flow of repositioning in our lives, we need to see it as a good thing. We need to see it as a God thing, that he is taking me to that next level and to that next step. So he saw, and when he began to put pictures to what he had heard of, Jezebel said, he said he arose and went for his life and came to a place, and he left his servant there. And so this woman has sent the word, I'm going to take your life. And some of you have heard a word, and it's a word that's in your heart that the devil has given you, and you have taken that word and you've run with it. And you begin to see that picture of what the enemy has said. So therefore, that's why you have to submit yourself to the word of God and come under that word and begin to get a picture of what you know to be of truth, which is the word of God. Amen. Your vision is going to have to change. And I'll never forget several years ago, God spoke to me so plainly. He said, Shirley, I am not moved by your tears. I'm not moved by your begging or pleading. I'm only moved by faith. Moved by faith in what the word says. You do not get the hand of God moved for you by feeling sorry for yourself, by begging and pleading, because his word is already a done deal. And he's just looking for somebody to stand up. Oh, hallelujah. Grab a hold of the truth of the word of God and begin to say, God, this is what you said. You've put the authority in me. Begin to speak that which I know is what your word has to say to bring your kingdom to this earth and see your will fulfilled for my life. God is moved by faith, church, for somebody to dare to believe that if God said it, it has to be. And when I get the word under it, I'm going to begin to see change. Hallelujah. I'm going to begin to see change. The anointing of the Word of God. The anointing of the Word of God. Let's talk about situation. It's about change. It means a set of circumstances in which you find yourself in. It's a set of circumstances which you find. We all go through things in life that become circumstances to us. But God says, begin to change your vision of what you see. See yourself healed already. See yourself prospering already. Amen. See yourself walking in a place that you've not been already. Amen. I'm just waiting for the manifestation of it. But I know it's already mine. So when we go in prayer to God, we don't beg him for that which he said is already ours. I go into prayer and I just begin to love on God. And begin to praise him and thank him that I'm healed, that I'm victorious, and that I'm saved, and that I'm righteous, and I'm holy, and I'm a more than, hallelujah. And then when you do that, you will begin to walk in that which you're saying back to God. And that's what you're saying. And God says your season is changing. Your position is changing. Therefore, the outcome is changing. That which was happened yesterday is not going to be the same tomorrow. So I encourage you to expect that phone call this week. Oh, hallelujah. Expect that door to be open this week. Oh, Baba Sato, no, 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 Cote, Sede, Antala, Diando, Sobosea, Ashela, Ticore, Babo, Sondo, Onda, de Lebacete, Era Malito, Ondana, Sateca, Dusanada, Naye, Alubre City, Ashondo, no, no, Hosea, Ananana, Masoto, Omabo, Hosea, Dodocota, Shandana, Naya. For surely I am the God of more than enough, says the God of grace. And I've got you covered. So by faith, step out and begin to see yourself as I see you, says the Spirit of the Lord. And I will cause divine change in your life. And yes, I will even cause divine direction. That which you thought you were going to before, it's going to be a reversal of what you thought it would be. Stop sitting, stop staying in the position that you're in, but begin to stand and proclaim what my word has to say unto you, says the Spirit of grace, and watch me move that which you thought could not be moved. Watch people begin to say, what have you got? I desire to have what you have. What makes you go when it seems impossible for you to go? And you can begin to tell them the testimony of your God. You can begin to tell them, I am changed because of the word that has been applied to my life. So go, says God, in the spirit of courage, of being courageous, and know that I am for you and know that I'm not against you. So I ask you to stand boldly, and even as you stand and begin to declare, you will even roar as a lion, and the enemy will literally have to go out of your way, says the Lord, as I make roads in the desert, says the Lord. For surely my reign of my spirit is raining upon you and your household now, and all that concerns you know that it has concerned me too, and I am bringing change. Well, this is a season of change, and know that I've got you covered, and that my grace is sufficient for the change. Rest in me, says the Spirit of the Lord. Rest in me. Hallelujah. Glory to the, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. So when Elijah heard or what she was going to do, he began to put a picture to it, as I was saying. And so he began to run for his life. And you know, as I've said before, we don't get anything from God by feeling sorry for himself and all this stuff. But that's what Elijah did. He said, well, God, you might as well take my life. I'm going to be dead by this time tomorrow, so just go ahead and do it now. And I won't have to think about it all night. Hallelujah. So then Elijah ran. He began to run. It's not because he began to see what Jezebel was going to do to him about this time tomorrow. And you know, sometimes we've already kept saying about rest, and that is so true. We pray and pray and pray until we wear ourselves out. And a lot of times we're praying in unbelief. We're confessing things that's not in agreement with the Word of God. So Elijah had to go to that place of rest. And that's another word for you today. Go to that place of rest. That which you have been feeding other people, God says, let it begin to feed you. Because it's a time of rest. Because we pray, and I've said you need to pray until something happens. Sometimes you just need to rest. You know, you've heard me say there's times that I've been overwhelmed by certain things, and I've just gone to bed and covered my head up and said, okay, you know what I was doing? I was resting. You got it, God. There ain't nothing I can do about it anyway. I've done all I know to do, and that's to stand on your word and know what your word has promised me. Somehow, some way, I'm going to see the outcome of that which you have said. So Elijah, before he got to be at that place of repositioning in his life to go to that next level, he had to get to that place of rest where God could feed him, where God could feed him. So some of you all just need to chill out and quit trying to stress over stuff that tomorrow is not going to matter anyway. Because tomorrow is a new day. Hallelujah. A new day. Joy comes in the morning. Amen. Joy comes in the morning. So though places in life set you to know God, it set you up to know God like you've never known him before. Because if we never go through anything in life, how do we know that God's not our deliverer? How do we know that God's not our healer? How do we not have a testimony of, yes, this is what God's done? So when you go in, when Elijah went into that place of rest, he came out changed. He came out with more than what he had before. And he experienced God in another way, like he had never known before. So I determined a long time ago, if I have to go through stuff in my life, I'm not going to come out empty-handed, and I'm not going to learn something from it. So when David said, when God, okay, is it time? God finally said, yes, it's time. You go and you recover all. And that's another word for you today. You're about to go in. What you're going through, you're coming out, and you're not coming out empty-handed, but you're coming out with more than you had before. Amen. God says it's time to recover all. It's time to recover all. It's time to recover all. Amen. It's time to recover all. So while you're sleeping and resting, I'm going to send an angel to minister to you. Thank God for his angels. We need to command our angels more than what we do. We need to command our angels that's been given us. Command them to go and do. Amen. He was lying there in a place of rest, but yet he was still being fed. So there's a time of where we need to take a rest and then accept and receive the word for ourselves. So don't leave your place until you eat there and continue to eat there until I say it's time to leave. If you have a prayer request, just lift your hands today. I'm done. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you that you are our healer, that you have healed us, and you set us in a place of righteousness with you, Father God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Every addiction is broken. Every addiction is broken in the name of Jesus. Every addiction is broken in the name of Jesus. When you went to the cross and you said it's finished, you meant it, Father. And we accept that today in the name of Jesus. I speak healing over these people today, that by your stripes they are healed. They are healed in Jesus' name. They are healed in their physical bodies, in their minds. From emotional scars, God says you can be healed from that in the name of Jesus. That no weapon that has been deformed against you, even as a young child, a teenager, God says, I'm healing that and I'm going to restore unto you the years that the canker worm has eaten and taken away from you. God says, this is your time. It's not your fault. But for you to rise up and begin to walk in the authority that you've walked in, that you do not have to submit to anything that's not in his word. And God is healing you right now in the name of Jesus, even from memories that are, you're tormented by memories of things that happened. God says you could be healed from that. Just receive his healing right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. You are loved. You are beloved. You are accepted in the beloved today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father. Touch lives today by your Spirit, Father. As we leave this place today, that we've not come, we will not leave like we've came in Jesus' name. But we leave full of joy and peace for salvation today, Father. For those that concern us, Lord, we just lift them up to you and ask you to minister to them that only the way that you can do. And the church said, amen. Classes can be dismissed.
Amen. Well, praise God. That was a preaching service. Now we're going to have Sunday school.